KXRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Mexico officials say they now know how actor Gene Hackman died. Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Officials say Hackman died a full week after his wife died of unrelated health problems. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a man climbing Big Ben in London in support of the Palestinian terrorists.
A crowd gathering around the Palace of Westminster in London, where a barefoot man holding a Palestinian flag climbed up Big Ben, the famous clock tower, on Saturday. Some on the street heard yelling words of support. Police blocking off the area. They had to close Westminster Bridge and cancel parliamentary tours. Emergency workers were raised up on a fire truck ladder and were using a megaphone to negotiate with the protester who was on the ledge of Big Ben. I'm Julie Walker.
Economist Stephen Moore says President Trump has come up with an innovative plan to bolster investment in U.S. car manufacturing.
He wants to lower the tax rate to 15% if things are made in America.
Former Congressman John Campbell of California says Democrats did themselves a disservice this week when they refused to applaud any part of President Trump's address on Tuesday night.
This is a new low, certainly in my lifetime and certainly in my experience, where... you had nobody where they didn't stand up for that sort of thing. And as I say, it's not just human decency. It's they're ignoring self-preservation. Either that or they actually think it's popular to do this.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. American taxpayers are no longer paying to push transgenderism in foreign countries.
When President Trump shut down USAID, it killed funding for a lot of LGBT programs around the world. In India, three clinics dedicated to helping people live as the opposite sex have shut their doors. This country is also no longer funding so-called gender identity seminars in Scotland and has canceled a check for $600,000 to a British LGBT pressure group. Critics of USAID point out that the UK is wealthy enough to pay for its own organizations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa becomes the first state to remove so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature there approved the measure. The new legislation removes gender identity as a protected class from Iowa's civil rights code. This is SRN News. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has revealed its 12 finalists for 2025.
The finalists are Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Defender, Frogger, GoldenEye, Golden Tee, Harvest Moon, Mattel Football, Quake, NBA 2K, and Tamagotchi. The World Video Game Hall of Fame honors games that have achieved longevity, geographical reach, and have influenced game design and pop culture. The class of 2025 will be enshrined May 8th at the Hall of Fame's new space inside the Strong National Museum of Play in Rochester, New York.
That is correspondent Bernie Bennett. Nikola Jokic made NBA history last night with the NBA's first ever 30-20-20 triple-double in the Denver Nuggets' 149-141 overtime victory over the Phoenix Suns. Jokic had 31 points, 21 rebounds, and a career-high 22 assists. More of these stories at srnnews.com.